All right, so our next panel we have is going to be Sunshine and Cyber Insurance. Come on up. We've got Kara Altenbaumer-Price. Kara is Senior Vice President at McGriff, but probably more importantly, she started her practice in litigation and then transitioned over to insurance. And so she's going to be familiar with what we all deal with. And next to her, we have Natalie DeBose. Natalie is a partner at Haynes & Boone. She handles insurance, all types of insurance. She's in the firm's insurance recovery group. She successfully represented businesses, large, small, everything in between. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to them. Ladies.
First thing I'm going to do is move this computer so that I can actually see it. I'm going to start, and I'm going to spend some time telling you guys just a little bit about what happened in the cyber market and why it cost you guys exponentially more for the last few years, kind of what the where the claims are coming from, what the next phase of the market looks like. We're going to talk a little bit about some of just the risk trends that concern insurance carriers, and then we're going to talk about the war exclusion, which is probably the biggest sort of language thing that the industry is talking about. I will tell you, if you've looked at the slides, they're really, really dense. We will not talk to most of those slides. We're probably only going to talk to two or three of them. They're mostly just there for you to have a lot of information. So I would encourage you to download them because they're even too dense to see from this big screen. So this first slide is where we're going to spend a lot of our time, at least for my time. So how many of you have any knowledge of how much your company pays for their cyber insurance? And did any of you not have it triple or have some sort of exponential increase? That pretty well happened to all of you, right, over the last few years? Please do get involved. Insurance is really boring. So I'm hoping that you spend some time at least responding or nodding or something out there. But we had virtually no clients who did not see some sort of crazy exponential increase. And a lot of what you're seeing on this slide explains why. So what I'd like to do is spend a little bit telling you about how the claims changed and how the risk changed in relation to what was originally contemplated when this product was created. So cyber insurance has been around maybe 20-something years. Most people have only been buying it for less than a decade. So most of you are still relatively new buyers to it. Even the most sophisticated companies are relatively new buyers. That quote at the top of the slide is one of the biggest things that happened. All of a sudden, the risk changed, the exposure changed, and where the claims were coming from, and there was simply not nearly enough money in the coffers to pay the claims. That quote, for those of you, if anybody can't read it, $67 billion in exposure, but only $7.6 billion in premiums collected. Premiums are what pay the exposure. So not that the exposure ever is fully realized, just from an insurance basic perspective, that's what could be realized. It's never fully realized. You don't need to have that much insurance in terms of premiums that have been paid in. But it needs to be a little bit closer delta between those two numbers. So if you look at that graph there, that graph, the far left is 2019, and it is pegged at 100. So Q1 of 2019, that's sort of the stasis point we're starting from. So when everyone bought their cyber insurance policies originally, 5 and 10 years ago, the risk that you all thought you were insuring for, and the carriers thought they were insuring for, was data breach, right? The notion of personally identifiable information or some sort of other sensitive information being exposed. You had to tell people about it, send some notices, that sort of thing. That's really what it was about for a long time. That's a relatively cheap exposure in the context, particularly in comparison to what happened. Now, that grid line shows you the bottom line is the decrease in data breach incidents that have happened since the first of 2019. The other line shows you the increase in ransomware events. That was not contemplated for in the industry. They just simply had not prepared to pay those claims. And frankly, those claims had not existed to the same degree. And also, you've noticed kind of where that giant spike occurs. What happened in Q1 of 2020? We all went home and started using insecure networks. We started sending emails to ourselves, from our work emails to our Hotmail or our Gmail, so we could print something.